Chris Spisak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication. This is episode 4, and I've got another important question for you. Is the expression, "you've got another think coming," or is it, "you've got another thing coming"? Former President Barack Obama and Judas Priest are tied up in the answer. But before I get to it, I wanted to give a special shout out to my new podcast and newsletter subscribers. I look forward to continuing this word exploration journey with you. You are all awesome, and my next newsletter is coming your way next week. And about that question, which one is real? Think or thing? Former President Obama has gotten it wrong. Judas Priest has also gotten it wrong. Your friends have gotten it wrong on social media, or at least mine have. Do you know the correct version of this idiom? While "you've got another thing coming" might sound better to your ear, the expression is actually "you've got another think coming," as in, if that's what you think, you've got another think coming. Yes, think, with a K. Does the correct version make a noun fussy grammarian shudder? Perhaps. But this correct form dates back at least to the early 19-teens, and possibly before. H.L. Mencken actually used it as an example of how words switch parts of speech, from verb to noun in this case, in his 1921 edition of The American Language. In 1932, M.H. Wassine used another think with a K as an example of wordings that simply aren't correct in his collection Words Confused and Misused. He didn't say this offering thing up is a better option, rather he just didn't agree with the use of the expression at all. And I hear you, Mr. Wesson. The evolution of the English language is a bit strange at times. We can't always let new words and phrases become standard. But this is one instance of a phrase that has become so commonly used that it is, in the 21st century at least, officially okay. To be fair, the Oxford English Dictionary has been correcting people about this "you've got another thing" acorn since 1919, though it wasn't until the 1980s that mass confusion seemed to have set in. I am looking at you, Judas Priest. Heavy metal and heavy influence, apparently. And did I just say acorn? Yes, I did. That's an awesome term that refers to a confused word. Imagine saying acorn with a deep southern accent. What would you have? Eggcorn. E-G-G-C-O-R-N. There's no such thing as an eggcorn, but that doesn't mean that people won't call acorns by that term. You might hear reference to an escape goat. But a scapegoat is probably the term that the speaker is looking for. We don't pass mustard, unless maybe you're at a picnic, but you might pass muster. Eggcorns, one and all. Aren't you happy there's a word for such things? Meanwhile, how fun is it to connect Barack Obama to Judas Priest? Barack Obama's mistake might have been a passing remark, which I can absolutely forgive. He's an otherwise eloquent speaker. But Judas Priest? It was a hugely popular song. Come on. We can do better. We absolutely can. But at least now, you know the difference. Plus, who needs 7 degrees of separation for Obama and Judas Priest? I did it with a single word. You're welcome. Stay tuned for next week's episode, where we'll talk the New York Knickerbockers and A Wrinkle in Time. For more tips like these, check out my book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused. Have your own question? Let me know at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Or for those overly excited about emojis, I know you're out there. Feel free to find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yep, use the emojis. If you like what you're hearing, I invite you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to listen. Of course, if you wanted to add some stars or ratings, that would also be lovely. But in the meantime, words, language, communication, you've got this.